This is Chaturdarshan. This is January 17, 2010. And we're continuing some classes on japa. Some notes we collected from japa meditations and reflections by Donardara Swami. And we gave one class some months ago. 29 tips on japa. When the mind runs away from the holy name, the easiest way to control that mind is to look at the syllables of the Maha Mantra while one chants the holy name. After some time of simply chanting and reading the mantra simultaneously, the mind will become subdued and peaceful. This is a very age-old technique where devotees, they write in their native language, Bengali, Bangla, Hindi, English, the akshar or syllables of the holy name. And then they write it, carve it in stone, they write it on paper, and then they stick it on the wall opposite where they're sitting and chanting. And like the letters, I don't have the book with me, but you know, like this, like Hare Krishna. And the mind, you're chanting Hare Krishna, the mind is going here and there. It's jumping like monkey here and there. So then they say this is one technique that has been developed, although it seems quite simple. But they say the Babaji's and devotees, Vaishnavas that practice this, that there's no difference between the Krishna's in every atom, Krishna's in every particle of air, Krishna's in every particle of water. Krishna, God is everywhere. So God is in the lines. When you write Ha and Re, in those lines that make the letter, Krishna's there, Radharani's there, in those lines, like we say Reka, Sureka. This is Nam Reka. The lines of the holy name. Reka. Reka means lines. Lakshman Reka. So Lakshman Reka means that Lakshman was inside that Reka. Lakshman was in the forest with Ram and Sita. Ram, he was after the Marichi golden deer or something. And then Lakshman was called by Ram, please come. Although it was some type of magic or something. So then Lakshman made a ring with his tip of his arrow around Sita Devi and said, this is a protective ring. Lakshman Reka. Don't cross outside this ring, otherwise you'll be in danger. So then you know the story. Ravana came begging charity, dressed as a sannyasi. He said, let me, danam dehi or whatever, give me some danam, some phal. And then she crossed the line. So that line, although we say it's a line of fire or whatever it was, they say show in the movies, fire comes up and he got burned or this or that. That was actually Lakshman. That's him. Sandini Shakti. Sandini Shakti is Balaram. Nityananda. Nityananda Balaram, Lakshman. So Lakshman is existence power. Power. In the lines of the holy name, Nam Reka. Krishna's there. Radha's there. This is an amazing thing. As you look and continue to look at the holy name, Hare Krishna, on the wall, Krishna, sometimes it's painted on the walls of temples. The Maha Mantra is painted on the Diwar. Maha Mantra. Prabhupada had it in his room. They were painting his room. In 1972, they came to India and spent Kartik. And Prabhupada gave nectar devotion classes every day in Kartik. And the devotees were painting his rooms at Radha Damodar, his Bhajan Kutir. So the Prabhupada said, now you paint it at the top there, you stencil the Maha Mantra all around Prabhupada's room. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. And when we were serving there every year, we would repaint the rooms and repaint that Maha Mantra. The Prabhupada himself would chant the holy name in his room, and he would look at that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama. This is Nam Reka. So everyone in this room has difficulty controlling their minds when they sit to chant Hare Krishna. So many floods ideas flood our minds and distractions. And this is suggested here. After some time, continually look at the Maha Mantra and chant, and then you'll see the mind becomes calm. Because to look at the actually look at, to read the Maha Mantra requires concentration. You have to focus your eyes, and you have to look. And so then your mind is focused on those lines of the mantra, and it can't run to your thoughts, wayward thoughts and ideas. The mind can be very peaceful, very fixed. So this is one idea. Of course, it's discussed in the art of chanting also. Tatrak.
It's called
Tatrak, yeah. Yogis use this art. They sit in a room with no wind, which means maybe in the West, where windows fit very tightly and doors fit very tightly. In a windless place, they light a candle and they keep it at eye level. And they sit in Padmasana and they stare at the candle flame. Oh, oh, oh. Nice, very nice. Before we found the Maha Mantra, we used to chant Om because we read some spiritual books. Meditation, yoga, this was recommended. A, U, and M. Aum. Mm. Very nice. Very nice. The primordial sound of the universe. Somehow we receive the Maha Mantra. And now we chant Hare Krishna. This is a very easy way to control the jackrabbit of the mind, a monkey of the mind. It's not just ink or print on a page or lines painting on a wall. It's actually Krishna's there, Radha's there. And they say that when you continue to chant, Radha and Krishna manifest from those syllables. From the oral syllables that you're hearing with your ear, oral. Listening, you're hearing the syllables, they manifest from, and then that sound, the Maha Mantra, but they also manifest from the rupam of those lines. Reka means rupam, the lines. They come out of the lines, because I said they're in the atom, they're in the atoms of the line. It's very interesting. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. To provide the audience, to facilitate this practice of japa meditation, this technique, there is a book called Art of Chanting Hare Krishna, where this is described under an entry called Tatrak, which means gazing, Tatrak, gazing or mental focusing or gazing. To facilitate this, in this book, the publisher has included in the very first page, the Maha Mantra, written in English on one side of the paper and in Hindi on the other side. So you can, it would be nice if it was on perforated paper, but it's not. You can cut that out of the book and laminate it and then put it on your wall. That is given there. And also the Hindi edition has the same thing, I suppose. After some time, simply by chanting and reading the Maha Mantra, simultaneously the mind will become subdued and peaceful. Hare Krishna. Now, point number 5 out of 29. Prajalpa pollutes the mind. Hare Evo. And what does chanting Hare Krishna do? Marjan. Cleans the mind. Chanting Hare Krishna, Mandira Marjanando. Mandira Marjan means cleaning the temple. Mama Mana Mandire Rahanishi Hidin Krishna Murari Sri Krishna Murari. Cheto Dharpana Marjanam. Chaito Darpan Marjana. Chit Darpan, mirror of the mind, mirror of consciousness. It is dirty, full of greed, envy, lust, anger, laziness, procrastination, fault finding. So it must be cleaned. So this is the mantra, Maha Mantra, cleanses the mind. We always chant Hare Krishna, Kirtaniya Sadahari, then the mind will always be sanctified, spiritualized, purified, calm, blissful, transcendental bliss, enacted from the spiritual platform beyond the senses, mind, and intelligence. This is Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This is the only saving grace in the age of Kali. Not by tapa, not by yoga, not by gyan, not by dan, not by yajna, not by homa, not by puja, not by yatra, not by parikrama. None of these ways will liberate the soul. Mukti prapti nehi. Impossible. Harinam, 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 eva kevalam. Kalo nasteva 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 gatir anyata. 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 No other way. Absolutely no other way. Okay, try. You have no faith, no shraddha, no nam shraddha. You don't want to surrender, you don't want to try, you have no faith. Okay, try your other way. Homa swaha, 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 swaha. How many swahas can you do? Swaha becomes haha. Swaha, swaha, haha, haha. It becomes a joke. Why is it a joke? Your swaha. First of all, dravya dosh. Your home, your yajna is dosh, faulty. So your swaha, 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 swaha. It becomes ha, ha, ha. Hasya, a joke, funny. Why? Because you're using buffalo ghee. Shud gaika ghee nehi. Not available. Oh, nakli. Nakli homa, nakli yajna. Then mantra. Nowadays, no Brahmin has to hold a book. Wa 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 swaha, wa 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 swaha. And then he skips a mantra. Because he's just reading. Nobody knows. Mantra 1, 2, 3, mantra 1, then mantra 5. Oh, he doesn't know. It's nishfal. Nashed. Only show. Only ritual. So this is the nam. It purifies everything. But then, and that purifies the mind, cleanses the mind. But prajapa, that pollutes the mind. One side cleaning, one side making dirty. One side nirmal, another side mal. Right? Mal. Dirty. Nirmal mal. Nirmal. Chanting Hare Krishna is nirmal, it's purifying. A prajapa is mal. Dirty, right? Very interesting. Pollutes the same chaito dharpana margin. So that chit dharpana becomes dirty by prajapa. Chit. Chaito. Chaito. Chaito dharpanam. Chit dharpan. Saf. Safkiya. Mahamantra. But then prajapa. Gramya kata. Politics. Sports. Business. Money. Fashion. Movie stars. Bollywood. Prajapa. Makes the mind dirty. We should be careful. We speak about Krishna. Glorify Krishna. Kirtan, bhajan, pravachan, philosophy,